I think that society is becoming weighed down with this debt so much that it's actually started to affect people's, well, their psychology. People's mindsets have changed because of all this debt. They have no idea what's going to happen one day to the next with floating interest rates, do they? It's of deep concern, to me at least, that more people aren't aware of just how much there is floating around up there. I saw a cartoon the other day, and there were five or six people in the cartoon walking around, and one homeless man sitting on the ground begging for change. And it had a little bubble of a counter of the money each of those people had. And each of the six people walking around, you know, like one of them owed $3,000, one of them owed $12,000, one of them owed $30,000, $40,000, $160,000. And the bum had $2. He was rich by comparison to all these people who are walking around with the nice clothes and everything like that, who thinking they got money. They ain't got nothing. Kind of like Donald Trump. He ain't got nothing. Isn't that funny? Hey, you can build up entire freaking empires based upon nothing. There's nothing there. It's just all this debt, derivative, interest-bearing, loan, packaged, mortgage, trading, fair game deals, etc. All these different words and languages and numbers and speculative coats and tactics. It's incredible how people can not see through it. Because every time a con man's trying to con you, he's going to make sure that you don't know what he's talking about, but you trust him enough that he knows what he's talking about. Oh, okay. I'll just nod my head and whatever and go along with whatever he says. That's what a con man does. Think about it. Think about how your prime minister or your president acts. It happens over and over again that you'd elect somebody to get rid of the debt and they just wind up getting you in more debt. Okay? That's a pattern. That's something that means that the next person who will be elected will do the same thing. We are all victims of usury. I would say that the gas prices, food prices. In fact, you know, you could just come out and call it the everything prices. The everything prices have gone through the roof, don't you think? Aren't you finding it hard to pay the rent? Hard to juggle the gas and the power and the food and that kind of stuff? Aren't you finding it difficult? And sometimes you're only just coming up with a little bit more extra money that you can save or something, and then another bill comes up, okay? That's the banksters. If you're running out of money to feed your kids and you're working about an extra 8 hours a week in order to make ends meet, and at the end of the day you're so tired you can't even enjoy your kids being around anymore because you're too tired to play with them, that's the banksters. If you're worried about your kids running out and getting drunk and everything like that, well, you'd be very, very worried indeed. But you've got nobody to look after them and you can't do it yourself because you're out working just to make sure that at least they're fed, because the food's gotten so freaking expensive that you burn a gallon of gas. It doesn't even matter. You're going down to the shop and the food's so expensive you can't even freaking buy it. That's the banksters. All this annoying, shocking crapola that everybody has to go through. This juggling. You know, you've got to you've got to extend your overdraft so that you can pay off your credit card, so that you can refinance your personal loan, so that you can make this month's mortgage payment. You know, and this happens, man. Everybody's doing this big debt juggle. And the fact is, you shouldn't have had those balls in your hand to begin with, man. All right? Because you think that you might be the one juggling the balls or whatever, but really it's actually the bank who's got you by the balls. really. This is how money controls you. And you can get people to buy into anything with enough money. Okay? And the bankers have an unlimited money supply. Unlimited money supply. Which means there is no limit to who they can bribe. The only people that won't get bribed are the people who get shot, basically. It's a dark, cold place out there. You understand the reality, but you just smile and laugh anyway. This is all you can do.